And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you. Lee, you talked to me about this very early in our relationship, well over 15 years ago. And it's so important to building a sustainable business and a sustainable practice. If you're a practitioner, the advice is get an accountability partner.
Yeah, I've thought about this ever since I was doing Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, and we had accountability partners were part of that program. But now emphasize even more as we do these Coach the Coach shows, where all of the coaches, one of the big value propositions for a lot of these coaches is being an accountability partner. So here's an easy way to become an accountability partner with somebody. It doesn't have to be a coach. It doesn't have to be a colleague. It could be anybody, really. But it's a simple exercise that you can do is just become an accountability partner to somebody else. And then each of you hold the other accountable for some activity. So, and it doesn't have to be in your business. It can be part of the business. It could be in your personal life. But whatever the thing is, an example of doing this is like, say you wanted to have an accountability partner hold you accountable for inviting 5 guests on your house show every day. And you tell that accountability partner, look, every morning I'm going to send you the names of the 5 guests I invite on the show the next day. And then every week we'll check in to make sure that I do this. And then and I'll be your accountability partner for something else. And they're like, well, you know, I want to lose weight. So I want you to be my accountability partner. I'm going to send you my food journal from the night before. So it's not like you have to read the food journal. It's not like they have to kind of check to make sure the guests are right. They're just kind of making sure you're doing the work and you're making sure they do the work. This way you can exchange kind of accountability goals. And then you're going to see that just the act of having someone to report to, I got to send that thing in at 9 o'clock in the morning to let them know what those 5 guests were. Then you're going to do it because you don't want to break that promise to them. And that's something we realize with Dr. Fitness is that people break promises to themselves all the time, but they never miss appointments. They always want to keep their word to somebody else. So if you can make this just part of your daily routine and you know I got to report in, then you're going to report in. And then this person doesn't have to solve the problem. They don't have to fix anything. They just have to be there to say, hey, where was the thing? You promised me that you would send this thing in. Why didn't you send it in? And that, for most people, is enough of an accountability partner. That's all they have to do. And then they'll stay compliant and they'll keep doing the work. And then you'll see by doing the work just kind of religiously like this day after day, whatever it is, no matter, even if it's a small thing, if you do it every single day, you're going to get that compounding effect. And you're going to see you're going to make extreme strides in whatever you're trying to accomplish. So find an accountability partner. Just test it for a week. See if you can do this for a week and you can help them for a week. It doesn't have to be a business partner. It could be a friend. It could be a cousin, a sister, brother. It could be anybody. Just each of you hold the other accountable for something important in their life to help them achieve a goal that they're working towards. And this system will help you accomplish that.